This is class number 5 for October the 21st, 1982. This is the Baptist Bible Institute and Baptist Bible Seminary, sponsored by the Bible for Today. And this is the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 9 through 38, pages 95 to 103 in Dana and Maddie grammar, and paragraphs 97 to 110. This is sponsored by the Bible for Today, and this is your teacher, Professor Dr. D.A. Waite, Director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Let's open then with a word of prayer to begin our class tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this evening. Thank you for the beautiful weather we've enjoyed, for health and strength, and the wisdom thou hast given us to understand thy word and thy truth, even the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our students here who are gathered to study. We pray for the teacher, Lord. Give us all wisdom and guidance from thy Holy Spirit to ascertain the things we need to understand about John's gospel and Dana and Maddie and the grammar. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. All right, tonight we're going on to John chapter 4 and verses 9 through 38, correct? I don't remember whose was turned to read or whatever. But we can start with ladies first. That's a good policy always. So Ruth, why don't you read and translate for us. Is it verse 9 we begin?
Yes.
4:9, go right ahead, please.
Lege un auto he gune he samaritis.
Samaritis.
Samaritis. Post su iodios on par eu.
When you have sukrontai, those elide into sum, the ng, sum. The G, the gamma is pronounced the NG. Right. Sunkrontai, okay?
Sunkrontai.
Right? Just like in English.
Iodion.
Iodion.
Samataritis.
Didn't know I'd given you such a wonderful present, huh? Thank you. I'll go right ahead and dress.
All right. Then the Samaritan woman is saying to him, how is it that you, a Jew, being beside, asks of me to drink? Is that all
right? Well, being beside. Well, beside, para does mean beside.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, of me or from me, or you are beside me, but you see the emu with the ablative gets from me. Why do you ask to drink? Of me, beside me, in the sense of from me, drawing it from me. See, it's a different use of para.
All right. Being a Samaritan woman.
Mm-hmm.
For the Jews do not use in common, is that what that means?
Mm-hmm. They have no fellowship, they have no, not use in common.
With the Samaritans.
Mm-hmm. They have no dealings at all.
That's at the end here.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions on 9 then? All right, Bill, would you read and translate 10 so we get a little bit of reading and then we'll go on to the tape there. Let me just play the tape just to see if it's on schedule here.
John 4:9. Lege un auto he gune he samaritis post si iodaios on paremu pien aites uses gunaikos samaritidos ugar sum chrontai iodaioi samaritais.
Okay, let's just play this in two first. Just
John 4:10. Apekrite Jesus kai epen aute e edes tein dorean tutheu. Kai tis estin holegon soi dosmoi pien, su an etesas auton, kai eduken an soi hudor zon.
Okay, Bill, go ahead and read that in the passage.
Ape krite, Jesus, kai apen, alte, e edes, tain. Dorean. Tu theu kai tis estin.
Tis estin. S. Just the F.
Ha legon legon soy das muy bien suan
etesas
alpan kai edoken
not a but
edoken on soy hudor zone.
Okay, go ahead and translate that, Bill.
Jesus, is that answered?
Mm-hmm.
Answered.
Apokinema.
And said to him.
Mm-hmm. After her, wasn't it?
Excuse me, to her, yes.
Oh, okay.
I was just agreeing in general. Where is that? Verse
10.
10, okay.
Okay. To her.
Said to her, yes, yeah, because it's kind of an outtake. Right.
Is that if?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If. This is from Oida.
To let to know.
It is, yeah, to know.
If you know.
To perfect active. Mm-hmm. If you knew.
Okay, if you knew.
Or had known.
The. I don't know what.
Go down, that's the gift.
Oh, if you know the gift of God and.
That's what my sister's name is. Doro Theos. Doro, the gift of God. Mm. I thought differently when I was growing up with it. Sometimes, but she's a nice girl. Okay, go ahead.
The gift of God. And what is?
Or who. It has to be who. The T would be what. This would test who.
Okay. And who is the one
speaking or saying?
And is speaking to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or saying to you. Or saying to you, you know. Das, moi, das from didu me. Imperative.
Give, okay, give me to infinitive, but
Alkian, from to drink.
Give me to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You.
This is a.
Anitesasa.
This is from Aiteo, to ask thee. And Aitesas is second, first aorist indicative of Aiteo. This is your condition. See, if you would have known, then you would have asked him. See, if you would, then you would. And that would be, let's see, this is verse 10. What is that? I lost my place here temporarily.
That's for verse 10.
Yes, A. All right, A, 8 is. This is apparently a first class condition. If you would know, or maybe it's a it's a more probable. A usually is the first class. Let's look at our conditions just to be sure. I'm not sure. A, I know, is a first class, but there's another one that begins with 286. 286 is the conditional clauses. Begins. All right, simple condition. A with the phrase 289 being invited. A with any tense to be indicative. Well, this seems to be indicative of it. Let me see. Verse 10. Yes, aorist indicative. One is aorist indicative, the other is pluperfect indicative. So we're all right. It is first class, I believe. A, there's no fixed form of the apposite. If you let, then so. That's a simple condition. Now, this contrary fact is e'an. Let's see. That's on page 290. A, ace. That would be with a present time as the imperfect tense and the apodosis and the apodosis. And contrary to fact, or untrue, the imperfect tense part of more probable future would have died if you had been here now. That would be the question. That may be the more probable future, and the third class condition is subjunctive in the process. Uncertainty is implied. The less probable is A with the optative in the process and on with the optative. See, so this is obviously not an optative, so it's not fourth class, less probable. It's not the third class because the more probable future, which would be on with the subjunctive. So that makes it possibly the second class. First, let's see, the premise is assumed to be contrary to fact, and Protestant sinners by A and on usually occurs in the process. We have an on in the process, see?
Yeah.
So this is probably contrary to fact. In the present time, as the imperfect tense, the process and the process. Well, this is not imperfect, it's pluperfect and aorist. Right? Take a look at B, contrary to fact again. Past time has the aorist or pluperfect tense in both processes. That's right. We've got pluperfect in one, aorist in the other. So this is a contrary to fact in past time.
Contrary to fact is because she didn't know the
gift. That's right.
If
you had known, you don't get to God. Then you would have asked. See? Mm-hmm. If you had known, but you didn't know. See? Mm-hmm. If you would have known. So this is contrary to fact, second class condition. That's why it's hesitant. A, is it always first class? No, there's another A, and that's this, the second class. So this is the second class condition, isn't it?
The presence of that on, is that what makes
it? That's what makes it the second rather than simple condition. Apparently the simple, well, it does have on used in the apostasis, but not necessarily. I think the thing contrary to, excuse me, I'm sorry, Ruth, no, that's wrong. It's just without any on at all. Yeah, the on gives us that contrary effect.
Is that translated to anything? Or
no, it's just sort of a, it's just an indicator of second class contrary effect, see, that you really didn't know. I don't think it's a, see, it's, I think it's akin to e'on, Ruth. I think if, you know, there's a little bit of a doubt there. It doesn't say e'on, which would be if, but it's on, which is almost if, but not quite. Okay, we've got that solved. I was rusty on those details, but I'm glad we looked it up in Dana and Matt. All right, Bill, where were we now?
What was on? What does on mean?
Well, it means that's the indicator of the contrary to fact condition. Let me look. Maybe be wrong. Perhaps it could be. Let me just take a look. I really don't know what on means at this point. I'm just an indicator, and I never did learn it as such. Let's see if it has a specific root meaning there. On, the various constructions of this particle, it's a particle. Significance must be learned in the grammar. See, standing in the commencement of the clause is another form of eon. Yeah, I thought another form of eon. See, which is if. That was correct. So they don't even bother to give it to you. You've got to learn that from your grammars. The significance. Well, that means it's used with a second class contrary to fact condition. That's what the grammar
not
is.
Not translated in the King James.
No. It's not. It's a particle, and a lot of particles aren't translated into King James or into any English because it really isn't necessary. So another form of that. That's all right. Just that little doubt there. Any other thoughts on Bill? Did you finish that?
No, I've got one more.
Okay. You would have asked him, see? On etesa.
And if.
Not if, but edokan. Is that where we are now?
You're
finished that. Oh, okay.
Positive that edokan on.
On
again.
Well, that again, sort of. And.
If or perhaps.
Well, again, he would have given you. See, you continue that same contrary fact statement, even though the edokan, if you take it literally, is just a simple aorist. Of didomy, see, and it's not would have anything, but you got the on, therefore you got to continue that sequence of tenses. If you had known,
that's all, yeah,
then you would have done, and he would have given you. See, it really means that he gave you. See,
if you had asked,
he gave you all that. Uh-huh. But you see, in the consecution of tenses, you have to have. If you did this, then you would have done this, and would have done this. So that's. Contrary to fact in past time. So that really is just, I would say, would have. That's the on makes it that you can translate would have given you,
okay.
Rather than just gave you.
Would have given you, what is it, or?
Water.
Water.
Hydrophobia.
Of life.
Fear of water. All right. Water of life. Okay. Anything else on that?
Okay.
That's, okay, Ruth, we'll go on with. Number 11.
John 4:11. Legeato egune, curia ute antlema eches, kai to frear esti batu, poten un eches to hudor to zon.
Okay.
The woman said to him, Lord, you do not have any.
Bucket or a ladle or, you know, drawing thing. That's a good thing to draw with. That's a good anything to raise it up with.
All right. And the well is deep. From whence then do you have the water? living, would that be the living water?
Mm-hmm. The water of the living one. Mm-hmm. So that's an article of previous reference, the second talk. The first talk is the article going with the now, and then talk, that is to say, the water that is living one. Mm-hmm. All right, you can just translate the living water. All right, any questions on 11? This thing, very deep. And that well, Jacob's well, as I recall, when we went there, according to Sychar, and that well is an old well, apparently. They say it's the only one of that size in the city, and it's still there, 100 feet deep. That's a good distance. I think the water in it is 20 feet deep at this season, at least when we visited there, and they had 80-foot drop. And as I told you before, I guess that they counted, I didn't count the second, but they dropped the pebbles in there, see how deep the water was. Whether it's the same one or not, I don't know, but it hit Sychar, and they call it Jacob's well. Of course, the Greek Orthodox build a shrine about it. You have to, can't take pictures of it, and you can drink a little if you buy it. So, the wall is deep, Bathy, or Bathysphere. That's a good word, isn't it? Bathy. Okay, any other question on that? All right, let's go, Bill. Is it Bill?
Yes,
for 12.
John 4:12. Maison et tu patros. Hemon, Jacob, has eroken hemin to frear, kai autos ex autu epie, kai hoi huioi autu, kai ta remata autu, John.
Okay.
Okay, what's made them?
Greater.
Greater, okay. You are not greater.
Now notice it's a question beginning with me, so what would the expected answer be?
No,
that's right. So how would you phrase it so that you could expect, at least in the inquirer, the answer is no. Whether in fact it's no or not is not the point. But in the mind of the speaker, he expects a no answer. Go ahead.
You were not? Would you say like that?
Yeah, you say certainly, it's certainly not true, is it? That, see, then you go ahead. That's why I used to do it. Then you all said you don't have to bother with you and whoever's talking.
Okay. Greater than your father. I see.
I noticed the greater, and then say the than is found in what?
In the A.
Well, it's the two patros. See, it's in the genitive or appetite, as the case may be. See? Greater
of your father.
That's just what we say. It's greater than. That's your comparative.
Mm-hmm.
The maison in the one hand and the genitive rabbis in the other. Greater than, greater of the father. Our fathers are greater than our fathers. Our father, right?
Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave us was it now again
the well? Prior?
The well, okay. The well. And let's see, this is out of him or of him? Or
and Alphas is he, you see, or the same one, X. Be from out to.
He is
out to going back to Frear, see.
Okay, he is.
He Ephia, and of course from Pio. He had Pien, or Pino rather, Pino to drink. Epien is the heiress of Pino. So he drank, autos Epia, he drank ex autu, of or from it. He drank of it. He drank from it. You see that, Bill?
Okay.
Ex autu?
Yes, okay. And
see, who gave us this well, or the well, and he himself drank from it.
Okay. And his sons.
And you're going to say yet kai kai, you say both he drank of it and his sons, you see.
Okay.
It's both and. And you got another kai here.
And
that's the cattle. That's the cows.
Okay.
And then the
cattle
herds. Okay, anything? Is that the end of that one?
I think so.
Any questions on that? All right. All right,
4:13. Apekrithe ho Jesus, kai epen aute pas harpinon ek tu hudatos tutu dipsese pollen. John 4:14.
Oh, well, I forgot to claim that. I'll go ahead though. Since it's Belarus, I'm sure.
Jesus answered and said to her, everyone drinking from this water will thirst again.
Okay, that's the end of it. Alright, answered and said to her, pass up and on. That's the same structure as John 3:16. Everyone who, all who, whosoever, right? Pass up and on. Is that correct? 3:16? We have the pass up pistawo. See? That's a beautiful construction. That's everyone, each and everyone who is drinking or who drinks, see, everyone who drinks from this water shall thirst. Dipsese, what is that from?
Dipsom.
What's the verb? What's the root of that?
Dipsom.
Mm-hmm. That's right, dipsom, to drink. Dipsom, to drink, and that's your, what case is that, or what tense is it?
Future.
Future.
Our future tense. Shall thirst again. That's certainly true. Dipsao, dipsese. Yeah, because they got the aho, that's why the eta sigma goes in that. Alright, Billy, ready for 14. John 4:14.
Haste an te ek tu hudatos hu ego doso auto hu me dipsese eston iona ala Tahuro Cardoso auto Genesetai en auto Pege Hurutos Halomenu Ace Zoain Ionion.
Okay. The dad would be the but.
Okay. But
Hos
would be who?
Has to be who,
okay.
And then the on would be the ever form. Now there's a translatable vowel, ever, whoever, whosoever, see.
Okay.
Everyone who might, it's the ever, whoever, that type of vowel.
Alright, but
this is without the second class condition, it's just in the regular, it's got a subjunctive though, after it, PA, it's PA.
Whoever drinks?
Mm-hmm. Whoever drinks, or whoever might drink, perchance. Act to
the out of the water or out of the
right.
Water.
Out of the water, out of the water. Who?
I.
Which? See, of which or of what? See, which means which? I. See, the who is the genitive of which drinks out of the water or from the water, which I. See, it's still the genitive.
Okay.
To go with act to get it to us. Genitive.
I shall give that to him. He shall not drink.
No, thirst.
Oh, okay. He shall not thirst. Into the age.
In other words, forever. It's down to the age, and of course, they mean the age of eternity. Therefore, it's Ionos is used generally for eternity. Ume is strongest negative, isn't it? Double negative. Ume. Never.
Sorry.
By any means. Now notice tips they say, what mood is this? Yes, it is. Why?
Because
it's
whoever shall.
That's right. Alright, you got the whoever shall. You're not sure that you're, if you, whoever might drink, then he also might not thirst, right? So whoever might drink, see, it's the on, that's the subjective. Whoever might drink might never, ever, ever thirst. Okay, if I continue?
Okay. But the water, the one, I will give to him.
The water of which? You see, ha. Okay. Water which? See, the going with a neuter, tahod, hudu, or water, so how be neuter. Okay.
But the water which I shall give to him.
Genesta. From genao. Or genema, I guess you might say, genema.
Become or
shall become, all right, become. Shall be almost the same as Amy in him.
Mm-hmm. I become in him.
Pege, now that's your spring, see. Fret R is the well, Pege is the spring, the ever fountain type or flowing right out of water.
Okay, spring.
You know, technically a well of water too, but this is a spring fed well instead of a
water. Okay.
Other type of water, cistern type or from the rainwater. Well of water, spring of water, halamenu, that's something from verb meaning to spring up, springing up, jumping up. That's what the layman did. He jumped up when Peter, at the gate, beautiful gate in Acts 4, he jumped up on his feet when Peter healed him. I believe the same word as you. All right, jumping up or springing up from halomai, present middle participle. Bringing up what?
Into eternal life.
Unto eternal life. Life. Age life. To the age. And that age means that that's what they use to express a long, long, long time back into future eternity. Any other questions on this one? All right, Ruth, John 4:15.
John 4:15. Lege prasaton hegune curie dos moi tuto to pudor in a me dipso. May that erchomai and fada antlane.
Okay.
The woman saying to him, Lord, give me this water in order that I should not thirst, neither come here to draw.
Okay. Of course, the subjunctive erchomai, I might not come, and dipso, I might not thirst. Give me dos, the imperative of giving me. And verse 15, I believe, no, I'm not, I think that's the regular present tense of dos, isn't it? It's a continuous action rather than errors. Let me just see here. She wanted to continue to get this water so she wouldn't have to come to draw and never thirst at all. Dos, let's see here. Second person, no, I'm wrong, it's Eris turned it to me. So it's once for all, just give it to me right now, that's all she, that'd be satisfying her one need right then. Imperative. Second Eris, all right, Dos, all right, I was incorrect. Okay, is that the end? All right, go ahead, Bill, ready for the next verse 16.
John 4:16. Lege aute, ho Jesus, cupage, ponison ton andra su, kai elte. And Fade, John 4:7.
Okay.
Jesus said,
or says to her.
Says to her.
Of course, it's historical present, so it is said, but in context, but we can be literal and we know what we got there. Cubage, from Cubago, go away. To lead under, phoneton from phoneto, to summon or to call.
Okay,
phoneton, first heiress to phoneto.
What was that meaning?
Imperative, summon or call.
Phoneto,
you know, the xylophone or telephone, so you call, make a call, for the voice, the sound,
okay.
Phone.
What do you say this?
Hupage means go, go away. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to put together. Say,
go, and then says just simply call. This is a command, hupage, from the imperative. And after you go, then call or call. Phoneson, that's the imperative.
Your man or?
Your man, which is used for the husband. See, your husband, your man.
Right.
Your one man, your husband.
And
prophet from Erchomai in the aorist imperative.
And come?
Come. And Tade. Which is mean right here. Right here. Come here. Oh, is that the end of it?
Right.
Okay, any questions on that one? All right, you had a little problem fulfilling that command, did you not? Ruth?
Please. Apekuthe hegune kaipen uk echo andra lege aute ho Jesus kalos epas hoti andra uk echo. John?
Okay, that's not. Being just a quote, right? Quote.
For you had five husbands, and now the one you have is not your husband.
Okay, good. All this for aner, your male, your husband. That's the regular word for husband. Any questions on 17? Oh, excuse me, that was 18. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bill had 17. That was 18. All right. Did you take both of them, or did I?
Yeah.
Well, that was the regular one. Okay. A little off on the back numbers. All right, Bill, you ready for the 19? Is that where we are?
Mm-hmm. And 418.
418.
Pentagar anda.
I guess we moved on ahead a little bit more.
Eskes. Kanyun hon ekes huk esti su aner.
Okay. So.
Tuto alethes erika.
Okay, did you finish that last little phrase, Ruth?
Well,
since it took 18? Tuta alethes erika. Did you finish that?
This you said true.
Mm-hmm. True, this you said true, all right, in a true manner. Okay, fine, we gave you two, and that's great. There's Paul, we'll take two. All right, Bill, ready for 19?
Okay, yes.
All right, now, erikas from what? Lego, and the erikas. Being the perfect active or apon from Lego. Alright, Bill, 19.
John 4:19. Lege auto hegune kudia theoro hati prophetes esu. John.
Okay.
The woman says to him, Lord.
Theorao, from theorize, to look into. I see, I observe, I perceive, I understand, I see from observations. Yeah.
I perceive that you are a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what A means? Is R?
Yes.
Okay.
A is the,
okay.
You got the Amy.
No. I recognize the verse.
A
or
S-T. The I am,
R, okay.
Thou art, he, she, or it is S-T. So A is it thou art, or you are a prophet. Perfect. Is there anything else on that end of that?
Yes.
Okay. Notice the C, the presence of it, being emphatic and so on. Not necessary, but that's where the issue is. Okay, Ruth, now we're at what? Is it 20 or 21? Okay, let's hear what this. Yeah,
so you're 20.
20? Okay.
420. Hoi pateres heimon en tuto to ore prosecunesan kai humes legete hoti en hierosolumois esten hotopos hopu de prosecunane.
All right. Get down like a dog and actually lick person's hands, and, you know, worship, fall down in that way. So it's worship or prostrate yourself to something. That's what that is. So this is the first aorist, active and negative prosthenetal.
Would this be a reason for washing your feet? Possibly?
Maybe. Prosthenesis. You know, that's...
I mean, getting down and...
Yes.
Sense by your...
That's possible. Of course, you wouldn't be worshiping a person whose foot you'd be washing, would you?
Well, I'm just thinking of the...
But
yeah,
you have
the Lord,
humility,
you know,
yes, humility. Yeah. But it wouldn't be exactly that. It would be like... it'd be bowing, usually bowing. And remember, the New Testament people tried to bow to Peter and John and some of the other, the apostle who wrote in Revelation, get the I myself also a man. So they would not do this worship. But the Lord Jesus Christ never told anybody to get up when they bowed down to we're worshiping him. See? He always received worship because he was God, the Son of the Holy Spirit.
Do
obeisance, yeah.
Say that Jesus did not receive worship, but that other word, that I don't know what it is, it starts with an L, having to do with worship. There's another word.
Latrell? You mean in Greek?
God gets that, and that they differentiate, so that in their Bible it looks like Jesus never gets to worship.
Yeah, so it says if they don't believe the full deity, it's right. Oh, he was just a man created in his.
Look at one passage where someone's talking to the Lord, and he says,
he wanted to identify in the man's mind that he was God himself, I believe. See, why do you call me good? You realize, don't you, that there's only one that's good, that's God, and therefore when you call me good, I am God. You see, I think that was the thing. So that would identify that. Now the context, I think, would tell us something along those lines. I think that would be the picture.
Okay.
He didn't deny that, but he said that. That is true, but see, he was God. And then the other verses, is it not saying in your law that ye are gods? And why do you say I blaspheme? Because I say I'm the Son of God. See, God's in the sense of judges and people that rule over other people. That sense of God, not the deity, but the Old Testament. Why do you say that I'm the Son of God? So there are various uses of that, but I think that he was right. Saying none good but God, and that's true. God is good. He was God. He is God. I think he was merely pointing that out so that he would understand and fully the one to whom he was speaking. All right. Let's see. Where did we come? That's the first Cunanian. And then the structure, we're at 20 or 20, 21? First Cunanian.
Yes,
it's
yes,
20, isn't it?
Is 21 now.
Well, I mean, we just, right now, just finished up
yet.
Day, all right, a day first Cunane, see, there again, that it is necessary to worship, see. This, by now, the place, these mountains, this mountain, as we went by, one is Gerizim and the other is Ebal. I understand, I believe, as you go into that area of Sychar, if I'm not mistaken, and Samaria, that's where they had the blessings on the one mountain and the cursings on the other. See, the children of Israel. And those are huge mountains. You know, you go through the little valley here, and there's a huge mountain to the right of you, a huge mountain to the left of you. Gerizim and Ebal. Half the tribes would be on one mountain, and they pronounce the blessed is he, blessed is half would be on the other mountain, cursed is he, cursed is he. Now, there are mountains right there in Samaria. See, this is where we went through that area. And there were big mountains. Well, then there's big mountains in Jerusalem. See. And one says, these are the mountains you're to worship at. And the Samaritans, who came back as stragglers after the captivity of the northern 10 tribes. They're sort of half-breeds, they intermarried, you know, and they came back. They had a Samaritan Pentateuch in their first 5 books. They never had anything more than the first 5 books of Moses. They didn't go beyond that. They just kept the law, and that's all the Torah. And they had their own worship in their own way, and they were looked down upon by the full-fledged Jews who were in the south. So those are the mountains. All right, 21. Is it 21 now or 22?
21.
21, okay.
John 4:21. Lege aute Jesus. Unai pistelson moi. Hati erketai ora. Hata ute en to ore tuto. Ute en gerosolimois. Proscunesete. To patri.
Okay. Is that spot there?
Yes.
John?
Okay,
right. It's got two.
And that was time to put off top there. I think that's worth it.
Jesus says to her,
Gunai from Gunai, a woman.
Okay.
Woman, Gunai.
Whatever you call
apparently
it.
Apparently, it looks plural, but I think it's simply the vocative. Let me see. I think it's simply the vocative.
Oh, okay.
Gunai, let me see.
That's the first time I think I've noticed the vocative, if that's what I look for.
Gunai, it looks awfully plural, but it's a vocative singular of Gunai. It just happens to be
that
one.
That's the first time.
The Ada and the I. Yeah, that's the vodka. You know. Okay.
Okay.
Woman.
Woman. Let's see.
Still, what?
Believe.
What tense is this?
I'm trying to see.
What tense would this be, class?
The future.
No, could be with a sigma. That's right. But what other could it be with a sigma? In addition to future. Well, the aorist, first aorist, right? Pistos, and that's what it is. It's the aorist imperative. Pistos sign. Means just to believe, a command. That's right, a command to believe, right?
Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, or in order that, I guess because.
Or just that.
That, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I come.
The hora, the hour. Comes.
The hour comes.
Or an hour comes.
Comes.
It's going to be an hour that's coming. Hapte. This is hapti, not hapti, but hapte. It's when. The hour comes when. And ute, ute. Remember that one?
Is that neither nor?
Neither nor.
Okay.
Right.
Neither. In
tutto hore, hore rather.
In this
hill or mountain.
Whatever the mountain you say?
Mm-hmm. Mountain or hill.
In this mountain, nor in.
Jerusalem. Yes, Jerusalem.
Worship?
Yeah, but it's a tense. Okay.
Okay,
what is that ending?
Again, the earth?
Yeah. Well, it's not earth now because it's got a sigma. It could be, but it's got the et that instead of the I.
Well, that's the.
This would be your.
Imperative.
Well, it'd be the future. So.
Oh.
You shall worship the proskunane, proskunes de te.
Okay. Ye shall worship.
Ye shall worship, plural. To patri.
In the Father?
Worship to the Father. Worship the Father. The to wouldn't be necessarily translated. That's just one of those acts and verbs. The cross, to, that's the object of worship, is in the dative or lack of instrumental, whatever it is. Any questions further on 21? All right. Let's go to 22.
And 422. He mays proskunete ha uk oidate. He mays proskunumen ha oidamen. Hati he soteria ekton judaion esten.
All right, let's
continue. You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know, because salvation is of the Jews.
That's right. Okay, question on that. Your verse of first from new man, from first to now. The U changes the L. All right. Salvation is of the Jews. That's where all the line of the promised seed, wasn't it, of the woman, came. And the Lord Jesus Christ was the seed of the woman, and salvation certainly is from the line of the Jews. That's what it's saying. Any other questions or comments on that? All right, let's take the next verse.
John 4:23. Al erchetai ora kai nun estin hote hoi aletenoi proskunetai proskunesusi to patri en pneumati kai aletheia, kai gar hopater to iutus deite tus proskununtas auton.
But the hour,
or an hour, either one.
Okay, that's right. An hour comes. Of an hour comes.
Or is coming, either one. Noon, now.
And now is.
We're gonna talk that.
When the. Is it the true ones?
That's right, the true proskuneti.
True ones.
The true what? Proskuneti.
Oh, okay.
Modifies the na. That's a na, not it.
Right.
Proskunesis.
True worshippers.
That's right.
Is it? Okay. True worshippers.
It's a beautiful form.
Shall worship?
Proskunesis. They shall worship. Future tense of Proskuneo, right? Proskuneo is a beautiful future. And form, go ahead.
The Father in spirit and truth.
In spirit and in truth, okay.
And, let's see.
Gar.
For.
Kai-gar. It's kind of hard to say and for and.
Yeah, so I'm
for
say
also, maybe. You could use Kai for also.
For.
Or maybe just not custom.
Well, God is force positive in it.
Yes, it is.
So probably maybe for both the Father, or for and, I guess for both the Father.
Yeah, put the both is nothing to go with it. That's a trouble. It's almost untranslatable.
Okay.
Kai.
Yeah. For the Father.
Vete from Veteo.
What's the.
Just search out this.
Toyustus.
Toyustus. Such one. Toy, this, the type of ones that are such like, such certain ones.
Okay, for the Father, which state is it?
The type of the seeker.
Seeks such the, ones. Worshipping.
A direct object accusative. Yeah. Such ones who are worshipping.
Who are worshipping him.
Tus in the accusative plural, tus proskununtas.
It's a participle.
Such who are worshiping. That's right, proskununtas. Be your present active participle. Who are continuing to worship. Auton.
Okay.
Him. All right, any further questions on 23? Or comments? All right, go to 24 then.
John 4:24. Knelma hatha os. Kaitus. Proskununtas auton en pneumati kai eletheia de proskune chop.
Alright.
God's spirit.
Pardon me, I didn't hear that last one. What did you say?
Didn't
that
say God's spirit?
Yeah, that's right, God's spirit. I didn't hear
it. Is, really.
No, God's spirit. Yeah, you can always supply the, what they call the copula, the ame, the sd, the is, verb to be, is always legitimate. God's spirit. Spirit, God. God is spirit, okay? Is understood and is supplied well for sense.
And the ones worshiping him in spirit and truth, the ones worshiping him is necessary for them to do it.
That's right. That's right. Now, why are the tus proskununtas in the accusative?
Why are they in because of the infinitive proskune?
All right. And the proskununtas has the effect of being what?
The subject.
The subject. Just almost like so. Those who worship him, and then they, we can say, just simply must. If you want to worship him in spirit and truth, if you want to be technical and literal, you can just say it is necessary for, just put the word for, those who worship him to worship in spirit and truth. See, so you get all the parts together, but you can also say those who worship him must say it is necessary, it is binding to worship in spirit and truth. Now, the pneuma God is spirit, that indicates the nature of his being, isn't it? He's a spirit being. I know when I was in Maranatha Baptist Bible College in theology class, some of the students were asking questions, and one of them was, why is this not God is spirit? Something about the deity of the Holy Spirit, something, I forget even the question of it. It had to do with this particular issue here, and I can't even remember what the question was, but the answer that I gave was, does this mean that God is spirit, therefore the spirit is not the Holy, is it the Holy Spirit or the human spirit? See, that's the question. See, God is spirit. I take the position that it was just meaning his nature. He is a spiritual being, see, rather than a corporeal being. God is spirit as to his nature. He's a spiritual being that is not with a body like we have a body. We are.
And that's that would be why we are made in his likeness.
Yes.
In image and likeness. Not so much physical.
But as to spirit, we have spirit, soul, and body. He is the Trinity in the sense you could say that. God is spirit. Now, you see, otherwise you're almost saying God is the Holy Spirit. You know, if it's the Holy Spirit, see. So God is spirit. He's spirit being. All right, I guess I wish I had remembered that question, but it devolved around this area here of...
You would be wrong if you said that, wouldn't you?
God is the Holy Spirit.
Would you be wrong?
No, except you would almost be identifying the whole of the Trinity with one of his persons. That's the only thing in that route. It is true, God the Holy Spirit is God. There's no question about that, but...
Well, you say the Word was God.
Yeah, the Word was God. Right, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Oh yes, and, but if you were to say now, you see, which is the subject? Is it the Spirit is God? See, with the ha, that's the only trouble. So you got the ha with the theos, and therefore you're making an affirmation about God. What is God? God is Spirit, or we say is a Spirit in the King James, which is all right. God is a Spirit, or God is Spirit. And they worship Him as worshiping Spirit and truth. Okay, so enthalmity, see, would make it almost explanatory as to what the pneuma here refers to. Pneumathy. God is spirit, a spiritual being, and those who worship us worship in the spirit, not in a physical hill here or mountain there. Bill, do you have a comment or question?
Do you think Jesus was announcing in verse 23, that one cometh and now is, when the true worshipers, do you think this would, like, Jesus was showing that there's like going to be a dispensational change now, getting away maybe from the old sacrifices and everything, and how they had to worship
in
now.
In a specific place of worship, spirit, yes. Because as spirit, he's everywhere. And we can worship him anywhere, not on this mountain or this mountain. Either Jerusalem, the time is coming now. In other words, my death will signal the break and the end of the Mosaic law.
Saying that the hour has come is upon us, you know, and
that's right. And, that's a good observation. So we can worship Him anywhere if we're in spirit and in truth, and of course, if we're in accord with the Word of God, which is truth. Any other questions on that one or comments? All right, 25.
On 425. Lege auto hegune. Oida hati messias erketai. Parlegomenos Christos. Hotan elthe ekinos anangele hemin anta.
Okay.
The woman says to him, what's...
Oida from to know.
To know.
Oida is,
okay.
I know.
I know that the Messiah comes. The one, let's see, one, what did I say?
The one who is called.
That's right, the one who's called Christ.
They both of them mean anointed, don't they? Messias in the Hebrew, Messiah, anointed one, and Christos in the New Testament Greek, the anointed one.
Okay. Is that whenever?
Yeah, whenever. See, the hotan, you know? Hotet is when, hotan is whensoever. See, there's the on.
Yes, but the anma, it's usually tacked on to some other word, making it ever, whensoever, whenever. That's the ever word. All right?
Whenever?
And they usually use the subjunctive. Go down to elte. See, that's subjunctive of erkama. Air is subjunctive.
Whenever that one comes?
Mm-hmm. Whenever that one might possibly come. See, it's doubtful, it's subjunctive. Might come.
Okay, whenever that one might come.
Anangele, from anangelo. Angelo is like an angel.
So
to announce, to tell.
Okay. He.
This is what tense? Future tense, isn't it? This is a liquid future, anangele. What we call liquid future.
He shall announce them?
Hema. To us.
To us.
Mm-hmm.
All?
Panta. All things. Okay, any questions further on 25? It's interesting that when Messiah comes, she knew that he would tell us all things. Here, Jesus is telling her all things about her life. So it's sort of interesting how she was looking for the Messiah, or at least she knew about the Messiah. Of course, the Jews today would look and desire that Messiah like that. Any further questions on 25? All right, 26. Short again, Ruth.
John 4:26. Lege aute ha Jesus. Ego emi ha alone soy. John.
Okay.
Jesus says to her, I am myself the one speaking to you.
All right, I am myself. Or I myself am.
I myself am.
All right. You might even say I. That is the one speaking to you, am, and then he understood. Say, I am. See, you're using the I am, isn't it? Or you could say, I am. See, the one. I am the Messiah, I am he. That is the one who's speaking with you. Okay, I who am speaking with thee am he. He told her he said he was the Messiah. He was the Christ. No question about it, was it? He clearly revealed himself as Messiah or the anointed one of God. Halalon from Halal, present participle, continuing to speak to you right now, talking to you. Now, any further comments on 26? 27?
4:27. Kai epituto elfon hoi matetai autu. Kai es thamasan hoti meta gynakos elale. Udes mentoi epe. T zetes, a t lales, metates.
All right, go ahead, Bill. Is it Bill?
Yeah. See, the disciples, or his disciples, said.
Oh, Elphon would be from Erechimai.
Oh, came.
Came. Happy to
came, and. Let me just say.
Epitutor,
upon
this, or
upon this,
after this.
Okay, after this, his disciples came, and let's see, Kai, that would just still be both.
Yeah, I think probably. Well, it could be both and just and okay. Disciples came, and you know, sometimes they string them on, like the Hebrew custom is, run-on sentences. This is certainly run-on sentence, but. That's what they say, and he just came here, and then he did this, and then he did that, and then he did that. Like a first grader's paper sometimes, and sometimes a 12th grader's paper.
Greek student
paper. College grader's paper, all right. Tamazzo, to wonder.
Okay, and?
Marvel.
Is that the future?
No, that would be your heirs, Tamazzo. The thamasan, you got the augment, the et, so that would be your past tense. And thamasan with a sigma and the alpha noon, that indicates there, the first there. These are some of the signals. All right, go ahead.
And,
excuse me, that's imperfect active. No, it's eris. You know, the different texts in different areas, and some. The text do read this as the present, but this is the, or imperfect rather, but this is the error, tasan, this received text, it's interesting. All right, go ahead.
And they marveled because, let's see,
Kalale from Laleo.
Okay,
to speak?
Right,
what tense would that be? With the alternate.
Yours?
Yeah, well, it would be good, but this happens to be imperfect.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it could be with the argument, but the L-A-L-A just looked like lale, L-A-L-A. Ordinary endings like you'd have in the indicative, be the imperfect.
Okay, because after...
Not after, but method, in a sense
with.
With,
I mean with,
yeah.
Okay. And because with, has something to do with women?
With a woman, or with the woman.
The woman?
L-A-L-A.
Was speaking?
Not she was speaking, but because with the woman, or with a woman, he was speaking.
Yeah, gunai. Mm-hmm. Yes, see paragraph 6, remark 4b for gunai. All right, so paragraph 6. That would be paragraph 6, or section 6, remark 4b. That'd be section 6. What page is that? Section 6, 4b. Nominative, gunai, a woman. Genitive, gunai kos. And the rest of the case is as if from the nominative, gunaiks, except vocative singular, gonai, or gunai rather. And the nominative, like gala, milk, galactos, galacti, so on gala, gunai. The vocative singular is gunai. So that's about all we have there in that. But the gunai cost, that would be your. I thought we had some irregular third. See, this is the third declension. See, the third declension. We had some irregulars, I thought, similar to this, didn't we? Gunai cost, gunai, gunai cost. Trying to think of what it was, but it's fine. Okay, so that he was speaking so long, or he was speaking rather with a woman. All right, is that the end of 27? No? A little bit longer?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead, Bill. One more clause.
Oh, okay.
Men toy. However, probably.
Okay. However.
These are two particles strung together, man and toy.
No one said.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What are you?
What
was Zeta was to search or to seek out.
Seek, okay. There, so, okay. What seek ye?
That's right. What are you seeking? Hmm?
Okay.
Zeta. Any questions on 27? All right. 28, please.
John 4:28. Hafeken un ten hutrian autes hegun.
Oh, continue. We forgot a little bit more, Bill. Tizetes, what are you seeking? Or tilales metautes.
Or what?
Or why, in this case, why?
Why call ye...
Not...
Or why...
Laleo, say again, it's to speak.
Oh,
laleo.
Okay. And why speak ye with her?
Right, why are you speaking with her? Okay. Pardon me now for 28.
Nay. Kai apelten estin tollen. Kai lege tois anthropois chan.
Okay.
The woman left her water pot.
Singular. Tain Hudrian. Mm-hmm.
And went into the city and is saying to the men.
That's the end, right?
I think so.
Okay. Now, though we have said that anthropos versus aner can have a distinction, that is, the aner being definitely the male, always, anthropos can be human beings and people, but also can be males as well. See, now the context here, it's entirely possible it could be men, male, that is. On the other hand, it could be just said to the people, see. But the men, anthropos does mean man, see. And I don't want to say that it doesn't. And many times that's what they refer to. but the on air is the definite. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Okay, she said to the men. And it could have been the men that she was had been patronizing her, you see, that knew her very well. Her five men, or five times five, or 50 times five, who knows. So we're not certain as to that, but I think men is a good translation there. All right, any other questions on this one? Apelthen went off to the city, left her water pot.
4:29.
She forgot what she came for, didn't she? She was looking for water. You think she'd taken her water pot with her back home at least and dropped it off at the house before she went to tell the men, but she was so struck that she just... That's right. They forsook the nets. Follow me, and I will make you fishermen. And they left the nets with their father in the boat. That's right, Ruth. Either Matthew, Mark, or Luke. I don't remember which. When the call...
The father, too.
Yeah, the father, too. He was there, too. Left him in the lurch with all the nets. All right, we're on verse 29.
Delta, idete, anthropon, hos epehmoi, panta, hosa, epoesa. Meti hutos estin ho Christos.
All right, now notice she calls Christ an anthropon, you see. So it's not without stretch of imagination that it's a man, certainly he's a man, and the men, you see, there's nothing out of the way at all. All right, go right ahead. Is it Bill?
Yes.
Delta.
What does that spell?
That means it's an imperative to come here, come hither. It's the imperative, singular, present imperative.
Yes, okay. Come, or come here. It'd probably just be come, wouldn't it?
Yeah, come, or
okay.
Come here.
Come.
Or even hither. You're just here. It's a shortened form. Go ahead. From oida, from Adon, see, apsomai. It's from to see. To see horao, opsomai, Adon. And then from Adon, you see, you got the ide, the shortened form, the imperative.
Okay.
And it's second person plural. Ye, see ye, see, imperative. See, look. See
okay,
what?
This man.
See a man. All right, see a man. Anthropon, right. Accusative, direct object of ide.
Mm-hmm.
See a man.
Okay.
Hos.
Who?
That's right.
Okay. Who said to
or
me?
Or told?
Or who told me all?
Panta and the accusative.
All things.
Uh huh.
All things.
Hossa. As many as from hossa. Hossas. It's like hoss. Hossa. Well, it's a neuter plural. All things whatsoever, hossa, whatever.
All things whatever.
Poesa, from poyao.
I had done.
I did, all right.
Everything
told me all things, everything I did. Hossa, from hossas, is things. All things, hossas. I think it's just the thing. Let me see, Panta's thing, but see, hossas. An inflection of hossas, as great as, so much hossas, as many as, see, that's it, for the very least. How great, how much, how many, all things, so many things, so many, all so many things, I guess that's what it is, hossas, a correlative to tossas, hossas, tossas. All right, he's told me all things, as many things, all things, as many things as I have, that I have done, that I did. He knew everything. He saw her heart and her life, and it was an open book before him. The omniscience was there, wasn't it? All right, any other comments or questions?
Go ahead,
one more clause, pardon me. Since you have the meti, best one answer. What answer would I expect then?
It's going to be
a negative.
Right. It's going to be a question.
It's certainly not true, is it that? See? No, of course not. Hutas, this one.
Is the Christ.
This one, he is the Christ.
This one is the Christ.
funny. She used Métis instead of Ooh. She didn't want to be looked at as a fool, I guess, in front of those men, perhaps. And if she had used the Ooh, and she, they really thought she must have been off her rocker, think, here's a woman getting religion after all we know about her. But she said, it certainly isn't possible, is it? But she was asking the question, though. The question was out, no matter what the answer was expected in her mind. All right, any other questions or comments on 29? All right, 30, please.
John 4:30. Exhalthon un ectes poleos, kai erchanta prosauton.
All right.
Then they went into the city and came towards him.
All right. Into the city, though, Ruth?
No.
They went into
out of the city.
Okay. Exhalthon, out of the city, all right, and came to him. All right. Erchanta is the what form? Tense, case, rather, mood, etc.
Is that erish?
Erchanta. It's the imperfect, see?
Is it?
See, erchomai, and then erchanta. See, the erist would be a different ending on this. Onta is a middle ending, see? So it's, of course, the erchomai is a present, but it's got middle forms. It's imperfect. Now, they were coming, you know, I suppose they straggled in two at a time, you know, just sort of moving along. Like students do down the hall when you're trying to keep them all together. So they were coming. Erica. All right, any other questions or comments on, is it 30?
Yes.
All right.
31
now.
John 4:31. Endato metaxi eroton auton hoimathetai legontes rabbi phage John.
Okay.
But in
Tometaxu, in the meantime.
In the meantime.
In the middle, actually, literally, but in the meantime.
In the meantime.
In between these things. Eroton from erotao. Erotao.
Took up.
So erotao is to question or to ask.
Oh, okay. Antignito, okay. He asked him, or, let's see, the disciples. Let's see, I'm going to scare it now.
Eroton.
It would be the disciples.
Mm-hmm. Eroton, which would be again an imperfect. See, from erotao. Eroton. Imperfect. See, apon. See, it's ao, therefore the on becomes on. Eroton. See, they were third person plural, imperfect of erotao. They were asking
him.
Him.
Saying.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi.
I get from estio, which means to eat, and ephagon is your aorist. So this is phage, aorist imperative.
Eat.
Is that the end of that sentence?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay. Any questions on that? They wanted to eat. I guess they thought he was hungry. All right, Ruth. Verse 32. By the way, we got our first person that was interested in the second year Greek class. He wanted the first two cassettes, and then he said, how many are there, and you know, how many more are there? So it's interesting. This gentleman, I forget where he's from. Do you remember what state or anything? But he ordered a number of Greek things, but that's one of the things he's interested in, so hope it's helpful. And someone else ordered the Greek reading. Was he the same one or not? Some other person, I guess. Okay. Is it Ruth?
Yeah. Okay. 4:32. Hode epen autois. Ego brosen echo phagein. Hein humes uk oidate.
Okay. Oh, let me see. Is it 33?
John?
Yeah, it is. There's a 32, I guess. 32.
After Rabbi.
Okay.
After Phage.
Right.
Okay. But he said to them, I have food to eat, which you do not know.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Person, food. The old English meat, meaning food, similar, but now we say food. Any other question on that? All right. 33.
4:33. Elegon un hoi mathetai. Pros allelus metis enenken auto phagein John 4:34.
Oops.
The disciples, let's see, therefore, the disciples,
Elegon.
I don't know, let's see, We're saying
you're imperfect.
We're saying.
There's a lot of imperfects in here, aren't there? We're saying, we're asking, see? We're coming, see? It's just a continuous past tense action.
We're saying to.
Alleluia. To one another, see? Allah and Alleluia. To one another. One to another. Hate this. Again, the question with me. What's the expected answer?
No.
No, that's right. Einingen from Pharaoh to bring.
Okay.
Einingen.
Metis was.
Oh, Metis. Well, again, I guess no one. Anyone, yes.
Okay. No one brought.
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Enin Ken, the first heirs to Pharaoh to bring. No one, it's no, certainly not true, is it, that anyone brought him to him
to eat?
To eat, you know, anything to eat. Brought to eat to him anything, see? Anyone, rather, I should say, anyone brought to eat and, to him, for him, you see? Anything to eat. Anything for him to eat, in other words. Any questions? Is that the end of that? Okay, now 34, right, Ruth?
4. Lege autois ho Jesus, hemon broma estin, hena poio tos thelema tu pimpsantos me, kai teleoso autu to ergon.
All right.
Jesus said is saying to them, how is it that you say my food is that I should do the will of the one sending me, and I should finish his work.
All right, the form of femsontos is what? Femsontos.
Subjunctive.
Femsontos? Let's see. Future? It'd be aorist, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
From pempo. Pempo to send, pimpsontos. You got
it's
the.
Parsif,
yeah, pimpsontos, huh? Let's see, pimpsontos. Pempo, pimpsontos, it could be, let's see, that's 34, is it, or 35?
34.
Yes, that's your aorist, first aorist participle of pempo, pimpsontos. Because you got the pempo, you see, a different root. To be future, you'd have to have a similar root to pimpso from pempo. Pimpsontos me, he who sent me, the will of him who sent me, and teleoso, what is that form from teleao? What tense would that be? Teleao, teleoso.
It's like future.
Well, it could be future, but teleoso, see. Teleoso would be first aorist active subjunctive, see, but it's a similar form that you'd expect in the future, see. It is, yeah. That I should, the one who sent me, and, you see, that I might finish, see. Hina, poyo, really, poyo is possibly also a subjunctive, present subjunctive, is it not? After hina. Poyo, similar form. The first person singular is hard to tell what it is, isn't it? 34, poyo, it is a first person present singular, indicative or subjunctive. It's the identical form. Poyo, poyo, poyo. So, if the other one is a subjunctive, possibly the first one is also. And, of course, after hina, sometimes hina does take the subjunctive in order that I might do and that I might finish and complete. To ergon autu. Did you finish that, Ruth? Yeah, his word.
Yes.
All right, any other questions or comments on...
Yes, I wonder, yeah. What is that imam, or from
ma?
Why isn't that, that's an accusative?
Imam?
Yes.
Oh, yes. See, my me, it's not of me or to me. That is a different structure of pronoun. I'm trying to think what that is. There is a reflex, or what does it say in your...
Come on, it says accusative, masculine, and nominative, and accusative, neuter, singular, of emos.
All right, now, emos is the equivalent, is it, of...
That's an adjective of the first person, my or mine.
All right, possessive adjective, huh? My or mine. All right, this is the mine form, the my form. You see, the me and moi and those things, and eme that we learned, that's the ego, that's the regular adjective. The or me, that's the one that you say for me, I like to do the... But then the my is a possessive, a special possessive. That's all I can explain to Ruth. That's a good question. Emos, emon from emos. And you looked at emos, and it says it's what?
It says it's a possessive adjective. I don't know why it should be accusative when it says my food is. I mean, what makes it be an accusative?
Well, emon, that's what it says, is accusative, masculine, and nominative. You see, and accusative, neuter, singular. See, it's a lot of things of emos. So accusative, masculine, and nominative. So it's both. Okay. And see, it's accusative, see. So this would probably be the nominative. See, broma is accusative, therefore, my meat. All right? So that's an interesting thought there. Emos, emon. Any other questions or comments on that one? All right, let's go to the next one then, please.
John 4:35. Humes legata.
Notice femsantosme, verse 35. The double accent because of the enclitic. Femsantosme. Alright.
Hati eti tetramenon esti kai ha ferismos ekitai. Idu lego humin et arate tus ophthalmus humon kai theasasta. Tas choras hati leukai esi prosperismon eide. John?
Okay.
Okay. We say not that.
Well, uch expects what answer? It's a question. And uch is another form of ooh, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A he after the humase, the rough breathing. Is this not a question? Let me see. Yes, it's a question. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, who expects what answer? In the mind of the questioner.
Expects a yes answer?
That's right. So, instead of okay. not, it wouldn't be, it's certainly true, isn't it, that there are, that you say that there, right? Something like that. It is certainly true that, and the other is certainly not true, is it? That's it's true, isn't it, that so and so?
Are you getting it as true out of the sentence here?
The ooh. You see the ooh meaning it was certainly true. In other words, you're expecting an answer, yes.
Okay.
That's all. It's just a gadget, a gimmick to help you to see that that answer would be definitely yes.
Okay. It is true that we say...
That you say, humes.
Okay.
You say.
That,
you are saying.
Well, that you say, right?
Yeah, that you say, technically.
That you
yeah.
say that.
Tetra four, menon months.
Mm-hmm.
Tetra menon,
esti. What is that?
Eti is yet, still.
Okay. So that yet. And what was tetra menon?
4 months.
Oh. Yet 4 months, yet until 4 months is, or and yet until 4 months, and...
Yep, it is 4 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and...
And...
That is most harvest. Yeah, get that.
And harvest comes.
Mm-hmm. Edu from Adon to look at. Behold, eight out for Horao, Harris, imperative. Idu, behold.
Behold.
Look.
I say, to you.
To you.
Ep arate from Airo. Ep Airo. Aorist.
Yeah, I know that's okay.
Lift up. Look up.
Look up.
Lift up, really. Pick up. Tus aphramus. Imon.
Eyes. Look up your eyes.
Lift up your eyes. Aorist imperative. Ep Airo.
And behold the.
For us. Fields.
Fields. Okay. That
AC.
Sure.
AC, that's the verb to be.
No, I'm trying to think what leukai is.
Oh, leukocytes, white corpuscles. Leuko, white. Leukos, remember that? The leukocytes and the red corpuscles. The leukocytes. Yeah, leukemia, I see. That's when you have white blood cells of the blood. Aemia is blood and leukos is white. White blood cells are very high because they're trying to fight the disease. Leukemia. So leukocytes. And then the other are the, what are the other ones? Oh boy, the red corpuscles. All right, go ahead, Bill. That's the white. The wheels. The fields are.
The fields are white.
They're white. Process. A-day. Already. A-day. Already. Process. Therismon.
To harvest?
To harvest, right? Already white to harvest. Ready to harvest. So truly we've got to look up at the fields also for harvest. All right, any questions on that one? All right, verse 436.
Kai hoferidzon meston lambane. Kai sunage karton es zoen ionion.
No.
Hena kai hosperon hamu chaire. Kai hoferidzon.
Is that it?
John?
Yeah, that's it.
And the one reaping receives reward and gathers fruit unto eternal life. In order that the one reaping.
A sowing.
A sowing should rejoice. Together with the one reaping.
That's right. That's right. The other one reaping. Both should rejoice together. All right. So the sower and the reaper should rejoice. Both have a part in the harvest. Any other questions or comments on that?
Coming on number 30, verse 35. When the Lord says, "For thee," talk about the fields, "for thee are white already to harvest." And many times you hear, you know, messages on.
You know, mission fields, right?
That's a good application of that verse.
Yes, it is. I think it is. The fields, white in the harvest. She went out after those
don't
men.
Put off.
That's right.
That's right.
Went off. Okay. It has a temperamental connection.
Let's see if we can coax it out of
everybody. Why? Who knows?
In other words, don't put off. I mean, it's get busy now.
That's right, like the woman did, see? Because they were out looking for food, and she went out looking for these men that were lost, and she was lost herself up until a few hours before, or minutes before. And so he was trying to say right now, get busy for the Lord. And the harvest is there. The fields are white. Say black is beautiful, but it's white to the fields of harvest, and of course both are necessary, aren't they? Red and white and black and all of them yellow need to come to Christ. Any other observation or comment on that? That's a good application, Bill, I think. The white fields, white and fields in the harvest. Certainly she was harvesting, and this is just a little bit of a parenthesis, you might say, in the time that the woman left and she came back, you see. And the disciples were asking about food, you know, and meat and eating. Say, I have meat to eat, you know, I love it. The harvest is right there. So you got to labor. And I think it's a soul winning. I think that's a good application. What verse were we on now? 36? Let's find out.
437.
En gar
tuto halogos estin alethenos
hati alas estin hasperon kai alas haseridzon.
Alright.
Let's start with Ingar.
Yes.
Okay. For in this, the word is truth.
True.
True. That all.
Alas. See, is in the sense of the one and the one and the other. See, the one and the other. So okay. This is alas. The first alas is one.
One is because one is.
Or just it is true that rather than because just that one is
okay.
Hospero.
One is the one. Or,
that's right, the one who is sowing. Present participle.
And Pedro. The other is the one reaping.
Who's reaping, all right? Question on that. Both are necessary, though. All right, 38.
John 4:38. Ego apestela humas feridzein ha uch humes ke kopiakate aloi ke kopiakasi ka humes eston koton auton.
Okay.
I sent you to harvest that which you have not labored, that for that which that you have not.
That's 38.
I sent you to reap that which you have not labored.
To reap that which for which not. Which you have not for which you probably have to labor. Direct accusative, probably that for which you have not labored. Mm-hmm.
Right. Others labored, and you.
Others have labored, huh?
Have labored, and you have entered into your labor.
Okay, beautiful verbs here. Apestela is what tense and stem, etc. From apostolo. What tense would that be? Apestela.
I remember that chart where we had to change them into two forms. I don't remember which.
Apestela. All right, this would be your. Aorist, would it not?
Apostel. Change there from the A to Iota, right?
Apostela. Apostolo, see? Epsilon Iota. Apostolo, right? So that would be your short instead, that would be your aorist. See? That's your aorist. Apostolo. So that's aorist, and he sent apostolo. And then Therizin, of course, to lay rest in the present. Kekopiakate. From kopiao, that's a perfect, has to be a perfect, perfect active, indicative. Have labored, and then of course kekopiakasi, that's also a perfect of kopiao, to beat, koptos, to beat out. Then ace eleluth, eleluthate. What is eleluthate from?
Is that a perfect?
Ace erchoma.
I mean, is that a passive?
That's a perfect, active, indicative. Eleluthate. Erkomai eleluthā. That's the perfect tense. See, so many have entered in. Pardon me.
Not a passive verb.
No, that would be an active. Active, but
negative. Yes,
but it's eleluthāta. That's right. That just happened to be the form of it. See, looks like a passive or looks like a something, but it is just the regular active with ate ending.
It looks like a command with the ate.
Yes. What they and ye have, see, it could be, but see, you have entered into, see, you have entered into their labors, their work, their vineyard.
What's he saying there in verse 30? He says, I sent you to reap when you bestowed no labor.
Well, I suppose others have labored and you've entered the labor. I suppose he sent them out to
talk to people that
talk to people or others have already softened their hearts, or maybe John the Baptist or someone else.
Or
like this woman, see, is softening the hearts of these men that are coming out. They're going to see some reaping, but they didn't labor for that. It's the woman that's bringing something like that.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell exactly.
Yeah. It's probably just going back to 36 and 37 where he's saying sometimes you're going to reap, sometimes you're going to sow. And
that's right. So many times this is true.
Right.
You get people to come forward to accept Christ as Savior or to accept the Lord as you witness to them, but that seed has been sown by many other people.
All right, as usual, 10 minutes for Dan and Maddie. Let's see if we can cover our ground. We're in page 96 up through page 108, is it? Let's see. Keep that page out there. Keep that. 103. Okay, 103. All right, page 96, we're getting into the area of preposition. Notice on paragraph 97 that the chief function was an aid to substantive relations. At least that's what it is currently. The substantive or the noun type of relations. Preposition usually is the beginning, that's why. And it's an auxiliary to the noun, that's what presently it is. And it's encroached upon the inflectional endings because it almost usurps those inflectional endings. So they've almost entirely disappeared and been displaced. Modern Greek, they use preposition almost completely for the case distinction. Any questions on that paragraph there? That's the current status. But the origin was not that. Originally, prepositions were what? An adverb always serves as an adjunct or help to what part of speech? To verbs, all right? And then he quotes sweet old adverbs, and many of the prepositions have the old adverbial endings. Back to paragraph 99, most of the prepositions found in Homer are used as also as adverbs. They are pure adverbs in the New Testament sometimes, 2 Corinthians 11:23, where he says, are they ministers of Christ? I am more. Huper, over. See, well, that's obviously adverb. I am minister more. There's no prepositional phrase there. And so with ace in Luke 21:4, and ace todora, and they cast in their gifts. They cast in ebalon, ace. So the prepositions were formed from adverbs, and so ana is formed from ano, upwards. Kata is formed from kato, downwards. Kato is an adverb, and ano is an adverb. And then ace is formed from eso, which is within, an adverb. Ek is formed from exo, which is outside, which is an adverb. So this is the derivation. There are many adverbial prepositions, he says at page 97. That is, it could be improper prepositions. Well, they're not improper as such, but they are adverbial type thing. Hama, together with. Antikrus and antepanti, opposite. Anu, without. Akri, up to, and so on. Engus, near. Exo, outside. Emprosthen, enopion, before. We've seen enprosthen, haven't we? Before me. John the Baptist says Christ was enprosthen, man. Remember? Before me. For he was before me. Enenken, for the sake of. Enochos, guilty of. All these different things. Within, above, in the midst. Opposite, after, besides. Plain. And hupakato, under. Kodis, apart from. So there's so-called adverbial prepositions that are more adverbs than they are prepositions. But the function. Adverbs qualify the action of verbs. Prepositions do also. But in addition, they put the direction of position or motion relative expressed by the verb. They direct whatever the verb is saying. So you heard from the beginning, ekusate, ep, op, our case. It's the localization of time from the beginning. And he went into the temple. It's the ace into as a direction. So the prepositions, it's incorrect to say the prepositions govern cases. But it's the opposite is true. The case is not true either. The cases govern prepositions. So they're not directly related on governing. There's some distinctions. Meta, pisteos, apotheou, sometimes with noun, substantive with substantive, noun with noun. Love with faith from God. Meta, pisteos, apotheou, top of 98. So what they're saying is they function as helpers to verbs to show directions with nouns. That's what it is. Any questions on the function? All right, number, page 98, the significance, paragraph 102. Nearly every preposition may be prefixed to a word. Usually that has what force? If it is a prefix on a word, it intensifies the meaning of that word. And emphasis, intensity, is called the perfective use. And all prepositions except amphi, peri, and pro drop a final vowel before they begin a compound use of a word. See? Now, some prepositions, paragraph 103, use only with one case. Some like anan, anti, apo, ek, and ace. some with two, others with three cases. So it depends on the preposition. 104 is important. Unlike English, the preposition may be used to express one or several either kindred ideas or diversified ideas, either the same kind of idea or completely different. And yet the same preposition is used. It's best to study them in their context. Inductive method, that's what he says. Originally, they had only one meaning. They try to guess as to what they call a root meaning, page 99 at the top. Additional meanings are accumulated. They call this resultant meanings, and then they call the other one the remote meaning. So you got these three meanings, root meaning, resultant meaning, remote meaning. All right, any questions on that before I move to some of the prepositions? Ana, root meaning what? Up, composition, up, back again. Anakinosi, new again, or renewal, see. Anakinosi. Resultant meaning, rarely used out of composition, only with the accusative case. Accusative only. To the number of. Ana pterukas hex, having wings up to the number of six. Ana denarion, at the rate of, up to a rate of a denarius. Sometimes a distributive sense, most frequently. Ana duo, by twos. Ana meros, by turns, and so on. Sometimes between, in the midst of. Any question on ana? Really means up.
I must. Because they're rarely used out of composition, what do they mean? There?
Without a composition with it. Rarely used in itself, by itself. Usually have like ana kainosi, with composition, in other words, with another root, another verb, see, as a prefix. Rarely used alone, but ana duo is alone, see, like that, by twos. All right, any other questions on ana? Up, you must be born again, anothen. Again, from above, whatever. Anti is the next one. Root meaning is what? Face to face. In some of the composition, anti balata, throwing into each other's face or against. And anti lege, speaking against, used with the ablative case only. Regular meanings was an exchange for, birthright. The paragraph 107, a conclusive proof. Dominant meaning for anti, the first answer was instead of. They quote this. I think it's a very good argument that they use. Professor Weitzel, Chicago, and so on, instead of. Genesis 22:13 offered him up for burnt offering ante instead of his son, for his son, the place of his son. And then other Old Testament verses are cited where the Septuagint Greek structure translates it that way. And then Matthew 2:22, instead of as Father Herod, and instead of a fish, give him a serpent. Her hair is given her instead, ante, 1 Corinthians 11:15, a covering, Hebrews 12:2, who instead of the joy, ante, that was set before him, endured the cross, and so on. So these are resultant meanings of instead of. Remember, huper, we're going to get into later, not only instead of in place of substitutionary, but for the benefit of. The ante is just instead of a place of substitution, only substitution, but not benefit in addition to that. All right, any other questions on the ante? How about uncle? All right, how about apo then? Shall we go to top 101 there? Apo means root meaning what?
Off, away from.
Okay, off or away from, and then composition off or back. Ekopse, apokopse, to cut off, apodose, to pay back, to give back, and so on. Applies separation, and therefore used only with the ablative case. Only ablative, so that'd be good note. Resultant meaning is what?
From,
okay, we have a lot of that. He went up from the water. Then remote meanings. We have a few remote meanings. Number one is what? By. I'm tempted by God. Let no man say I'm tempted by God. Or two, on account of. Apo could mean account of. Heard on account of his devotion. And so on. So these two remote meanings are possible. Maybe for having lost two little pigs. On account of fatigue of the journey, see, off face. So sometimes it's remote for by or on account of, but the basic one is from, off, away from. Any questions further on that, Paul? All right. It may include the idea of ek, but it's usually different from the edge of. Its usual significance is from the edge of, apo, right from the edge of something moving on. Ek has the idea from within. Para, the ablative, emphasizes source, and is used only with persons, and so on. All right, dia, this is an interesting one. Root meaning is what? Two. Yeah, from duo. Double wife, di psychos, two souls. In composition, two between or through, diamenes, thou abidest through, thou abidest endlessly, thou just keep on. See, and remember the preposition before the verb is a perfective sense, many times intensifying the meaning. Abiding continuously, completely on through. Resultant meanings, one with a genitive case is what? Through, dia with a genitive, through, that the world might through him be saved. Diautu, through him, by means of him, with a genitive case, through him. Second is what? With the accusative case, here there's several cases with dia. Because of, okay, so diatuta, because of this. And also, it has, for the sake of this, be under that, for the sake of, the Eustavith was for the sake of man. Then the remote meanings, third place. The first is what?
By
us through agency. Jesus was preached among you by us, dihemon, through the agency of us. The agency of dia with the, be by through, with the genitive, I guess you'd say, dihemon, or the accusative, the ablative. Two, by means of, it could be a remote meaning. He spoke by means of a parable, dia paraboles. DIT regularly means why. Any other questions on dia?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
The root meaning means to.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike the other prepositions we looked at, to, I don't see much reference to the meaning that it has in composition.
Well, except your deep psychos, it has a double line. You get that in that particular one. But as far as you, that would be diamenes, you mean? Through completely?
Well, just the root meaning, too.
Well, two, I suppose you'd have two would be together passing through the element, one with the other. There'd be an idea of the resultant meaning of the genitive case that he might through him. I don't know. That is a good question about the, how
no,
you get the connection.
Double-lived,
yeah. Double minor, minus unstable, yeah, double minor, double live, yes, double minor. Well, no, it, two.
That's what I was just curious.
Well, you see, the sense of through, I'm not making sense as to what that means, the through, but if you think of through something, you hear something and you're passing through something, there are two elements that are involved in this, you're moving through.
Mm-hmm.
There's you and there's the elements you're moving through, or through which you're moving, see.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there are two, I don't know, through, between.
Well, the world admit that might be saved through him. You have the world and you have him.
Yeah.
And the through is the...
Between the two of them.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Mm-hmm. I think that helps, Ruth. Yeah, between. It's between. You got two things between this and that. Good, passing from one to another.
Okay.
All right, that helps, Bill. It's not perfect, mm-hmm. but it helps. It's where it is. All right, then finally we have ek, and the root meaning, of course, is what?
Out of,
from within. Mm-hmm. Composition is out of, away, emphasis. Up, urume, so on. Ex, aporumenoi, perplexed, not completely perplexed. We're aporume, but not ex aporume. See, that's the complete perfective case, emphasis again. Resultant meanings. With the ablative case, or again, the conservative case, the only case out of or from within, when they came up out of the water, see, ex or ectu hudatos. Then remote meanings. First is on, ek dexion, dexion. At the right or on the right hand, one on the left, one ex, and eonumum on your left. Fire message on one of these translations. So the second remote meaning on top page 103, by means of ek, by means of save, by means of faith, pisteos zeteo. But I don't see the ek in there. That ek is absent. Probably a typographical error. But we who will justify ek pisteos through faith or by means of faith. And the third remote meaning is because of because of this, ek tutu poloi. Many went away because of this, ek tutu. All right, any questions on ek? We get our whole thrown in together, but they all iron themselves out as we move. Remember the diagram that we always like to look at page 113. So that gives a lot of prepositions all together. And we've seen, I think, about, see, ana, where is ana? Headed up in the top of the circle, see it? Mm-hmm. Anti, where is anti? Doesn't appear, I guess. It isn't one of those that can be localized that way. Instead of, apa is where? The right side going away from the circle. Dia, passing right straight through the circle. Ek, from within, is it? Ek, from within, going on. Not apa, but ek. An ace? Well, we haven't come to ace. We haven't come to ace. Okay. All right. So that takes care of it. For a night. Only about 5 or 6 minutes behind, that's not too bad. We didn't touch that too hard, though, did we? All right, would one of you close, please, in a word of prayers, Lord, believe you.
Well, thank you again for a good evening tonight around your word and around this language. We thank you for our teacher, Lord, and the knowledge and wisdom you've given him, and thank you for him being able to impart that to us, Lord. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that teaches all of us, guides us into the truth and found in your word. Father, we thank you for saving our souls and for the abundant life that you've given us. And Lord, it just doesn't seem to be enough time to do all the things that we want to do for you. We thank you for the desire that you put in our hearts to train and to study for the services that you'll provide us, Lord, the opportunities that we'll have to use of these things that we gain from our study. Pray that you dismiss us now with your blessing. Give us a good day tomorrow, Lord. Give us an opportunity to share our faith with someone else and that they might come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Very good. Doing fine. Keep it up.